As movement theater, Exile 2588 is daring. Its five performers communicate to the audience in complex ways. Picture all of them turning into a single body that moves across the stage floor like a caterpillar escaping a predator. Or four of them forming a human trampoline with their arms and shoulders, then flipping their remaining colleague repeatedly into the air so that she comes down each time in a different position. All of this would be a good circus act, but Exile 2588 is a solid piece of theater, and these performers act through it all, frequently delivering dialogue as they move. They're accompanied by an acoustic duo called Chickabiddy, the versatile theater artists Emily Schumann and Aaron Cromie, who sit off to the side, sometimes moving the story along with their own dialogue, but mostly providing the original vocals and enchanting folksy music that reflects the plot.
If I were infinite, I'd never be alone. I'd have all the time to fall in and out of love. If I were infinite, I'd always be here.
Put all this together with a fantastical story about a society that operates after the Earth has been wrecked by environmental disasters, and you've got a form of theatrical mysticism. The director, Nick Jonzak, created the post-apocalyptic show along with the performers. It's about a time when people live forever, but they can't procreate, and they're programmed for optimal social behavior. One of them, named Io, just might be an individualist. She cannot be allowed to break the mold. Exile 2588 has many beautiful moments of physical prowess and examines immortality and also connection in a fresh way. It's produced by the local Almanac Dance Circus Theater and runs at the Painted Bride in Center City through September 23rd as part of the Fringe Festival. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.